And we're back for another edition of the McCurtain Food Review. I'm Jay Lindley, along with Shiloh Martin and Lainey J. Welcome.
Hello.
What's up, everybody? Good to be back. I think it's my first food review in 2 years.
It feels like it, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. Man. So you've been off working.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Well, you know. Fortunately for you.
Well.
Been able to get some work in.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. You know. So now the world is a safer place when you work.
So they say.
Okay. All right, so we are back with the McCurtain Food Review, and this one is an easy one. It's close. We walked to pick this one up.
Yes.
Brick and Bread in downtown Broken Bow.
Yeah, I frequent it when I'm on duty at the fire department because of its delicious food and proximity to the fire department.
There you go. First and foremost, let's describe this place for those that have never been there, because it is really a gem in downtown Broken Bow.
Yes, it is. It's very easy to get to, very simple. There's parking on the street, on the side, and in the front. Very easy to get to.
Well, I do know on the inside, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
they've decorated awesome.
It's really, you know, modern vibes, like kind of what you expect. I don't want to use the word hipster, but it's kind of got that artisan feel to it, you know.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah,
I think not just the aesthetics, but the way that the kitchen is set up, the way that they operate, you know.
Yeah, you see it all made right there in front
of you. Yeah, it's not like super mass produced or anything. Like I don't see much coming out of, you know, anything coming out of a bag.
There's also lots of room inside. You know, there's plenty of seating for people.
I've been there when it was really busy, and it wasn't completely full.
Yeah.
There was a lot of room.
Relaxing.
Well, and just the whole complex in itself, what they did with that entire building. You know, there's the ice cream shop, Sloppy Pops in the front. There's the gift shop connected to it. So it's really a good one-stop shop for just about, you could make a little day date out of it, you know.
Right. It's pretty cool. You walk in, you order right there, and then you go sit down, wait for your food, or you can order ahead of time. On the website, you can go in, you can call in, get it to go.
I called this order in.
Okay.
The girl who answered was very friendly.
Called right at 11 o'clock on the dot, which is
actually
when they open? Or
yes, they open at 11. Over? I called a couple minutes before.
Okay.
So yeah, it was no problem. She was super nice.
And she said 15 minutes.
Got the order right.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
Let's go.
That part. Sometimes that can be an issue.
I have been really upset with McDonald's recently.
You know.
They ask you at the thing, you get some nugs. Do you want any sauce?
Yes.
Yes. I see it on the screen. I see it on my receipt. You know where I don't see it?
In the bag.
In the bag.
You are correct.
Why not just have the person at the window ask? I asked the person at the window, they handed me my bag. I said, is there sauce in there? They said, I don't know.
You know, one time I asked for sauce. We had 2 10-piece nuggets. They gave me 2 ranches. I said, look, I need 2 more. Well, you have to pay for those.
No,
I don't mind paying for them, but I asked for, it was the app, and you get 3 with each one on the app when you order it. So
gotcha.
Why do I have to pay for it? You don't charge me in the app.
Yeah,
no, I'll go straight to Ronald with that one.
Well, as you
I
should.
I will go straight to Ronald.
The McDonald family.
Oh, God.
Got you.
Not to poop on McDonald's. You know, they're still doing a good job.
Yeah, of course. Billions, trillions sold yet?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, above all, they're a real estate company.
That makes sense.
Did you know that?
Yeah. They have more real estate than the lot,
yeah,
I guess.
So.
Not probably than the Waltons, but still.
Everywhere I see a Walmart, I see a McDonald's.
But look at the size difference.
Yeah, it's true.
But anyway, back to Brick and Bread. We have 3 sandwiches on the list for today for us to try and 2
flatbreads.
Can't wait. Where are we going to start, Lainey J? You've got the info. You made the order. And you got all the deets. So we're going to start on bread or flat. Let's go with sandwiches.
Let's go sandwich because mine's piled on top of mine.
There you go. Perfect. Which one we start with? You tell us.
Let's start with the Rachel.
Okay, perfect. Now, it looks like a Reuben to me.
I thought it was, just by looking at it.
But it's the Rachel because it has a little, is it a different meat? That doesn't
it's
look
got
like
turkey instead.
Instead of the, what is that, corned beef?
Yes,
normally
it's
on
turkey.
A Reuben. It's turkey. Okay. All right, here we go.
It's good. It's different.
You should put in the podcast for the awkward silence of when we're eating, you should put like a little deal that's like, please enjoy this music. And it's like a little bit of elevator music, just like 5 seconds of elevator music. Then we
Absolutely.
Come back. That would be funny.
So the Rachel is like the Reuben, different meat. The rest of it seems like the average Reuben. You got the, what is that?
Rye. Sauerkraut.
Rye and sauerkraut, yep. I actually do like that. I love corned beef on a Reuben, but the Rachel is different, but very good.
I don't eat a lot of Reubens. I have had them before, but I think where I have probably had the most recent Reuben was at Arby's. They do have a Reuben.
That's a good Reuben. I enjoy
that
Reuben.
It's a good Reuben.
Yeah.
What I like about this one is the ratio. A lot more meat than kraut, which I like because the kraut can be a little overbearing.
Agreed.
And then I'm not sure if they use a different sauce or just don't use the Thousand Islands at all or whatever, but it's not sauce forward, so you really get to enjoy the marbled rye and the bread and then really get to enjoy the turkey.
That's right. It almost seems a little zestier, just like a little bit.
It's spicy mustard that they put on there.
Okay.
And
that
it's
makes
not
sense.
Overwhelming. Mm-hmm. It's not a whole lot. That's the difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's good. That spicy mustard is a nice addition.
What and a palate on this one.
I know.
She's like, that's spicy mustard.
Yeah. I knew it right off the top.
Well, and I'm with you on the sauerkraut. If there was too much on here, I wouldn't want to eat it.
Yeah, so. It can be overpowering.
I enjoy sauerkraut on a Reuben. That's about it. I enjoy it on a little bit on a hot dog as well, depending on the situation.
Yeah, I'm kind of that way. Like, I got to be in the mood for a kraut dog.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But it's probably going to be piled high with a lot more than just kraut if there's kraut on it.
Yeah, peppers. She's like Chicago dog style.
Yeah. All right, we'll roll through these like normal. I think we've gotten to the habit of rolling through all the food and then rating them at the end.
Yeah.
That's okay, cool.
Let's do the
What's the next one?
The pigs, because mine's falling apart.
All right, cool. So this is Three Little Pigs. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
When they first opened, it was three little sandwiches. Now, it must have three types of pork.
It's a hoagie roll with pulled pork, shaved ham, bacon, cheese. Let's try it.
Mm. The pickle really stands out in this one. It's not, it's a sweet, is it a little bit of a sweet pickle?
It's like a bread and butter.
It is a
horseradish. Okay.
Dill pickle, that's what it is.
That pickle tastes a little different.
It's good?
Yeah, that is a good sandwich. Is that like a pickled onion? Or is that just the horseradish that's pickled also? Maybe that's what I'm seeing here.
Pickled red onion.
Red onion. Yeah, that's good.
It's good. I got an end piece, and so I don't know if I got saucy enough. I'd probably like a little bit more sauce, but I think it's just probably because my end piece.
Yeah.
Because I like... Seems like a Carolina barbecue sauce. I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's the palate coming out. Shiloh.
I like Carolina barbecue sauce.
Nice. Mm. So that was the Three Little Pigs. That was a good one, too. It's completely different, obviously. I like how the flavor, you don't have just that blended sandwich flavor.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it better than that, but it's definitely... Both of those sandwiches were completely different tasting.
Yeah.
Going for the third one?
Yes.
Let's do it.
What's number three?
It is the pimento cheese sandwich.
Ooh, I love the grill marks on this.
Yeah, yes. I like this one.
You've had this one before? Okay, I've never had this. This is the first time for me.
I got pimento cheese in the chair.
I scotch guarded them with the expectation of doing a food review on them.
It's good. It's spicy.
A little bit of, got some jalapeno in there.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little kick. I'm not a pimento cheese guy myself, but I'd eat a whole sandwich of that. If somebody had pimento cheese sandwich made just like that in front of me, that's all I had to choose from.
I could go without the meat on this.
Really?
I could just eat.
That's like, a good.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't eat much pimento cheese.
It's got a healthy serving of turkey on it. But not pimento cheese so good. I'll just do the cheese.
Yeah. Now, it does give you a good amount of protein there, though, too, if you're looking to be protein forward in your meal.
If you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah. Mm. That's good stuff. So far, three good sandwiches. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, they have like 12 sandwiches. Was that right? Did we 12 or 14 sandwiches? So they got quite a few options, and they all are artisan sandwiches created by them.
They've got a really good turkey pesto that I like. And then
I like that one.
They have some veggie sandwiches. One has apples on it.
Really?
That's really good.
Okay, an apple veggie sandwich. Now, we didn't go with any of the apple or any of veggie sandwiches here just because we're all meat eaters and
carnivorous,
but I did see those. And they have wraps as well.
I've never had a wrap there. I've had their soups, and their soups is good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the soup was out. What was that soup that he brought me that
Oh, I don't remember, but it was very good.
Oh, my goodness. I want to say it was like a potato soup or something.
I got a great potato soup with corn. I think it's pretty corn forward with maybe a little bit of potato. Mm-hmm. I think it's like a corn-based soup with potatoes instead of the other way around. I could be wrong, though.
Gotcha.
What's it say on the menu on the soups?
Corn chowder, tomato, basil. That's it. It's the only two that's on this menu. So
I think it's that corn chowder with potato, you know. All right, time to dive into the flats.
Yes, where do you want to start?
Start with a margarita.
Margarita.
You can tell now, you'll a lot notice. By, you know, flatbread or pizza just by their margarita.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that crunch?
Mm-hmm.
What is the brown sauce on top?
A vinaigrette, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Balsamic vinaigrette.
Okay.
Balsamic.
Got a nice crunch to it.
Mm-hmm. The edges are perfectly crispy for me. And I like a good crispy edge on a flatbread.
I like the crunch as well.
Yeah.
It's
good texture here. Yeah. Good texture.
Good ratio of sauce and cheese.
Great ratio.
That's one of my first things I notice when it comes to these flats is you can oversauce way too easy, in my opinion. And surprisingly, you can over-cheese. I didn't realize you could over-cheese until it happened. But that balsamic vinaigrette right on top, just kind of squirted on top there.
It's very tasty.
Artisan style. It gives it that extra. So I'm not really a margarita-style pizza guy. But the margarita pizza is really good on this one. And I know you really enjoy a margarita.
Yeah, I do. I've got some love-hate with, like, the cheese on any margarita pizza or flat. Like, when they use the fresh, like, buffalo mozz. When it's fresh and hot, it's good and cheesy. As soon as that cheese starts to cool down, it starts to solidify. And then you take one bite and you drag all the cheese off.
Right.
I think where they go right here is that sauce ratio. They're lighter on the sauce in a good way.
Right.
And so you don't get that slide. You don't get a lot of that, you know,
a little more stick,
the whole cheese
stick
coming
to the
off.
Crust.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Exactly. Okay. I hadn't thought about it that way.
So that's a good one. I like that.
I've never had margarita, pizza, flatbread, nothing. It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your first – what if you were to level it, like, in the ratio of favorite pizzas, is it – top, middle, lower?
It's going to be mid. It's
okay.
Something new for me. I like it.
Okay.
I would definitely get it again.
Yes, that balsamic vinaigrette is awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I like any pizza. You know, I like a good, like, Mediterranean kind of Greek style with olives and mushrooms.
Feta.
I love feta. Goat cheese.
Yeah.
I like a good all meat pizza. I don't love a supreme. I just don't love onions. Sorry, Sue.
Gotcha.
But like I say, I think a margarita is a good gauge of a pizza because, like, I recognize that all of that added stuff, you know, is more of an opinion.
Yes.
Like, whether you like olives or not or whatever. So just cheese, you know, little olive oil and basil on top, like that, to me, that's the way. It's like, is this
the
good
pizza?
Here's how we know. We'll judge it at its core.
I, on the other hand, believe you can only judge a pizza by the pepperonis in which it's stacked on it. So a pepperoni pizza is the way to go.
Yeah, I can see that.
So
I mean,
next up, we got the pepperoni pizza. What do you think?
This is hot honey pepperoni.
First things first, that sweet hits you, and then a little bit of the heat hits you. Mm. It's a very light heat, a little sweet, but that sweet is the first thing that hits for me.
It's got the crunch, too.
Yep.
Which makes it that much better.
Absolutely. And it's just right, too. It's not like the bottom. The edge is perfectly golden brown, you know, with just enough crunch, but the middle's still just enough doughy that you got that, you know, pizza texture. I'll admit I've had about 12 of these already in my lifetime.
That's my favorite one. It's good. The only problem is there's, you know, never enough. Hmm. It's good. The flavors are great. I would have never thought about putting honey on my pizza. Never.
Yeah, the hot honey is pretty popular right now in the artisan pizza world. And I'm like you. I'm like, who thought of this?
Yeah.
There's a place in Idaho Springs, Colorado. They have a really cool little pizza joint downtown. It's downtown, probably smaller than Broken Bow, but they got a downtown pretty comparable to Broken Bow because they're passed through tourist town.
Right.
And they have pizza that I would probably compare to the Grateful Head in what in the dough, the crust, the way they do the crust. But they have a little honey on the table that when you eat the pizza, then you squirt honey on the crust. And
okay.
I thought that was interesting. It's like, you know, some Mexican restaurants you get tortillas and they're like, here's some honey and butter.
Right.
Well, this is a pizza joint. And they're just like, yeah, the honey's just on the table.
And it's for the crust, really.
I'm like, what do you do with this? And they're like, you eat it with the crust. I'm like,
it's like a dessert.
Dinner and dessert.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it good?
It is really good, yeah.
Nice. Well, yeah, the pepperoni, hot honey, what is it called? Hot honey pepperoni?
Yes.
That is my favorite flatbread. The margarita is really tasty, too. And when it comes to the sandwiches, what is my favorite sandwich? I always forget the name of it. I've had it many times.
Is it not the Rachel?
No, it's another one like it. It was the hot pastrami.
Hot pastrami. Yeah.
I really love the hot pastrami.
Really?
Yes. Have you had that one yet?
Not yet.
Try the hot pastrami. If you like pastrami, you're going to love this sandwich.
I'm not even sure where the pastrami comes from. Is that a beef?
Good question.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What are you doing?
I was finishing my sandwich.
She went back to the
other
one.
We're past that.
We were done. I was just finishing up.
Okay, so we've had three sandwiches, two flatbreads. Now it's time to rate what we've eaten. And we'll let Lainey J go first since she has a mouthful. I'm joking.
How mean. Well, we're going to start with the Rachel, the first
one.
Yeah,
let's go in order.
Yeah, I thought the Rachel was great. Good ratio of meat to kraut. Liked the sauce. It wasn't overpowering. I'd rate that at, you know, 8.
An 8?
Yeah.
I'm going to rate the Rachel an 8.5 because I really enjoy the Reuben, and I was expecting not to like the Rachel as much because of what the meat was, but I was pleasantly surprised. I would eat that next to a Reuben all day. So, I'm going to give the Rachel an 8.5. Sasquatches.
I would give the Rachel an 8.5 too because the bread didn't get soggy the way we had it. You know, we ordered it, we picked it up, it came down here. It was a little bit before we ate. It wasn't soggy. The rye, the marble rye, was very tasty. I'm kind of like you. You wouldn't even have to put as much meat on it, but it was good the way it was. The portions of the food they put on there was very good. I give it 8.5.
Yeah.
I do like that they don't have to put as much meat, but they still do because a lot of people are very conscious about how much protein they're getting nowadays. Yeah. So, and there are a lot, especially in fast food, you may not get as much protein as you need. So.
Well, and you know, with just like anything nowadays, like stuff is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one could complain about the prices anywhere in town. And,
100%.
And I'm sure Brick and Bread gets their fair share of backlash for being an expensive sandwich place or expensive to what we have been used to for the last 20
years. It's not a $6 burger from McDonald's. Exactly.
But how good is it to know, like, I'm paying more for this sandwich, but it's going to come stacked with meat.
Yep.
I got a sandwich somewhere, and I won't say where because I don't remember, but I also wouldn't out them anyways. But it was like a turkey and cheese, panini.
Yeah.
And I just remember getting this panini, and it had one thin slice of ham just laid on it.
Oh, no.
Nothing stacked up, nothing folded over to make it look thicker, just one thin slice of ham, one slice of cheese, and pressed into a panini. And it's like the bread was so thick, it's like
all you're tasting is bread.
Literally. And I'm sure it was a $10 sandwich.
Right.
So when you go to Brick and Bread, man, it's thick. Like you got to open up that hole, you know.
Could you tell us what the individual prices were for each one of the sandwiches and flatbreads that we got? Because I think I'm going to say it's between $11 and $14.
Yes. Okay. Most of the sandwiches, they start at $11, and there's one that's $12, there's one that's $13.
I don't know that there's one more than 14 right now. Off the top of my head, I can't think of one.
I don't think so.
So between $11 and $14, you're getting an artisan sandwich that is, in my opinion, a better for you sandwich all the way around than a fast food sandwich?
The ones that are 14 is the Meat Hugger and the Cali Club, and I've had both of those, and they are stacked.
Yes, yes, very much meat.
Yeah, I mean, you compare it to another sandwich place, you know, I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I'm sure there's one out there, like, you know, train station or something, you know, underground transportation. I forget what.
Yeah, I got but, you.
You know, you're paying $20 and it's all bread. And to me, the quality of ingredients just aren't as good.
Yeah.
And I feel like I get more full off of a square sandwich at Brick and Bread than I would get it at the other place.
Yeah.
I mean, and honestly, it's tastier because it's a craft sandwich. It's not just your run-of-the-mill sandwich. They don't have just mayonnaise on it. If they have mayonnaise, it's got pesto. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I would put any sandwich at Brick and Bread up against the, you know.
Yeah, I would 100%. Too.
So what do we do next? The Three Pigs?
Yes. Three Pigs I've had. That was, I think, was that the very first sandwich you ever ate from there?
Yes.
And I got to taste it. And I have to say, the Three Pigs is a lot of meat. Mm-hmm. So if you are protein forward, as we've been talking, the Three Pigs is probably the best option when it comes to meat. They put it together in such a way that those three meats come together and taste like one. It's a, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's the sauce that comes with it, but that's a good, big, thick, meaty sandwich. I'm going to give it a 7 overall. Taste wise, I've had better at Brick and Bread. So it's not one of my favorite ones of theirs. Overall, and maybe it's what are the ingredients on the
pulled pork, shaved ham, and bacon? I think.
Yeah, you said it.
Maybe I like all three of those meats, but together it's not. It something about it. It's not adding up for me.
There's smoked Gouda cheese on there, the Carolina barbecue sauce, and that has the pickled red onions and the horseradish dill pickles, which were crunchy.
Yeah.
And that did change the flavor quite a bit, too, was those horseradish dill pickles in the
Me, it's a pretty typical, like, Carolina barbecue sandwich with the pickles and onions and ever kind of the way that theme goes. I think for me, there's just some flavor kind of profile within a pulled pork, like a non-sauced pulled pork that I don't love. And so that is just a personal thing for me, like, for me, rather than putting the sauce on the sandwich and then the meat on the sandwich, I'm like, sauce that in a bowl for me.
Right.
So I get a little bit more like immersion
with
the sauce and the meat. Because again, it's probably just a pork and ham thing that I don't love. But I'm still right there around a 7 or so. I think the hoagie, because this is, I think, like version 2. When they first opened, it was 3 small sliders. I like the hoagie take on it better.
And that came pretty quickly after they opened the hoagie version of it.
Really?
Right? Yeah. Because I want to say your first one was a hoagie version.
It was.
Yeah. And that was probably 3-4 weeks after they opened, maybe.
Okay. Give or take. Yeah. I remember right when they opened, we went up there. We were on duty at the fire department and got a few of them. And the Three Little Pigs was 3 pulled pork sliders.
Oh, that's cool.
And I think they put the sauce on the side. They might have just done that, you know, one-off deal. But they were fine then, but I like the hoagie take a lot better.
Yeah.
That barbecue sauce on the side to dip that sandwich in would be amazing.
Yeah.
I can see that. A little extra.
I just need a little bit more sauce, but I'm right there at a 7.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 7 as well. I like the sandwich. It's very good. It's tasty. I like the combination of the meat and the Carolina barbecue sauce. It's got that sweet flavor. It's good. The pickles and the onions don't bother me. Although the bread for me is too thick.
I enjoyed the thickness of the bread.
It's good, but it's really thick. I could, my mouth is probably not as big as either one of yours. I don't want to, I don't want to have, you know, feel like I'm having
unhinging
to shove
your
the sand.
Like a panini bite.
That
flattened, maybe?
Yeah, that might be better.
A panini-style bread?
Yeah, but it's nothing against them. It's my personal
thing. Right, yeah. It's just the thickness of the bread.
That's the hard thing about food reviews.
It is.
It's toasted, too, which makes it, you know, I love the toasted bread, but it makes it harder as well.
Yeah, especially on that hoagie roll.
Yeah, the bite's just not that great for me.
Gotcha.
So, okay. That's all.
But you're right. Yeah, what you were about to say when it comes to that, because I agree 100%. You can like a food and it be tasty, and it not be the favorites, but you can still rank it high because it's one of the best you've had in that category. Or you can say this wasn't, you know, this would, I've had better in this category, and it still have a medium ranking or like mid-level ranking because you haven't had, you've had a lot worse.
Right.
So you could go either way with this. Yeah. But you're right. It's difficult to rate.
Like, I don't like a pork chop, but when I rate a pork chop, I'm rating it on a pork chop scale.
Exactly.
I can still have a 10 pork chop, but it's not going to outrank a filet.
And that's why I often say I wouldn't choose this. Like, where we're about to head, one of Shiloh's favorite sandwiches there, I wouldn't choose.
Yeah.
That's where we're going next. So seven's all the way around on the three little pigs.
Lucky sevens.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Go with
next
the
up.
Pimento.
You'll notice how much is left of mine. Mm. I just don't like pimento cheese that much.
Get out.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. But I will give, I'm going to rate this one an 8 because of, I've actually had quite a few of them. I've tried them before, wanted to like them because this, the pimento cheese flavor itself is not bad. But on a sandwich, I just don't understand why I don't like it.
Well, you might like it with crackers better.
Yes, I do. I enjoy it with a rich cracker all day long. No problem. Well, I can only eat like 3 or 4 dips, and then I've had enough. So it's maybe it's just the pimento cheese itself. That's a great sandwich. I'm still going to give it, what'd I say, an 8?
An 8.
Yes.
Because it's one of the best pimento sandwiches I've ever had.
Yeah, I'm probably right there at an 8.
And I like the grill marks, too.
Yeah, I actually would like that better without the meat.
Really?
I
like a more simpled version?
Yeah, like just the pimento, maybe the lettuce leaf.
Yeah.
And just chill with it there. Like it would probably be a 9 for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So on the pimento, rating just the pimento, since you're a fan of pimento, where would you rate just the
what's
pimento?
What's crazy is I don't know if I'm a fan of pimento.
Oh, okay. You mentioned you like this sandwich.
I just happened to try it. I think what I like is the when the cheese still maintains its like shreddedness. I don't like it when it's so immersed that it's almost a paste.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I like
I can
that.
See that. Yeah,
like kind of like larger curds of cottage cheese versus the small curds, like. I like more of the shredded, like chunk cheese, pimento spread, and that maintains that for me. I think it's a texture thing.
Yeah, I think so. That's why it makes sense.
But I like it a lot. Yeah, it's got good flavor. I like, just good flavor. It's good pimento.
I think it was good. I give it an 8 for sure. Actually, I had a little bit, a piece of that rye bread left, and some of the pimento cheese fell off. And I put it on there, and that's how I ate it, and it was delicious.
Yeah, I could see that being
rye bread.
The pimento and the rye. But I like the pimento sandwich. I'm not a huge pimento cheese fan. It's something that I never liked up until, like, the last few years.
Yeah,
right.
And I finally tried it. Oh, I'm like, oh, okay, all right, this is not so bad. That sandwich is good. I would order it again. I liked it.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's weird how your taste buds change over the years. Because I like growing up, I'm like, that's disgusting. Pimento cheese, get out of here. I don't even know what a pimento is.
Pimento is the red chili pepper flakes that's in the cheese. That's what the pimento is.
So that makes sense. The
pimento
red.
Is a pepper?
It's a type of chili pepper that's red, heart-shaped, and medium in size. Hmm. They're also known as cherry peppers because of their sweet flavor and subtle heat.
We never knew that pimento pepper is the cherry pepper.
Whoa. Pimentos are commonly used as a stuffing for green olives, and they're the key ingredient in pimento cheese.
Mind blown.
Which is southern spread made with shredded cheddar or processed cheese, mayonnaise, and pimentos. Huh.
Good little food science lesson there for you.
Yeah, cool. It was delicious, though. I've... You know, like I said, that's always been to me, but that was very good.
Yeah.
That was a candied jalapeno.
Yeah, I do like the jalapenos on it. So, flatbread time.
Yeah. The margarita.
We'll wait.
All right, moving on to the margarita flatbread. I'm going to rate that an 8.5. Actually, you know what? I take that back. I'm going to rate that a 9 because up to this point, margaritas have been, all right. It's pizza. I'll eat it. That's a good margarita pizza. I think it was just the right amount of that. What was that again?
Balsamic
vinaigrette.
I like it a lot. I could actually have gone for a little more of that. I like that taste. But again, that is cheating because you're adding to, you know what I mean? Not that having it is cheating, but me wanting more is like,
cheating.
Well, I like the taste of that.
Right.
I thought it was good. I'm probably around a 7 on it. Well, I don't know. It's hard because that's a flatbread. That's not a pizza.
True. Amongst flatbreads.
And I'm in the thought process of like margarita pizzas that I've had. Real good, you know, crunchy bar pies, you know. Could do a little more sauce with that. I'd say put it back in the flatbread world, margarita, it's an 8.
Okay.
I'll give it an 8 as well. I've never had the margarita flatbread before. I've never had it. It was very good. It is not my favorite out of their flatbreads, but it was good. I liked the vinegar on the top of it. That was different. And the shaved Parmesan, that was good on there. So it was good. I liked it. I mean, I would eat it. I probably won't order it. Like I said, I've never experienced margarita.
There's just some things.
Anything except for a liquid margarita. So it's different for me. And I know the spelling is different. You know, it's different. I'd never heard of it before like that. So
there are some things that you won't order. But if someone orders for the table, you'll dabble in.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Exactly. I would dabble in the margarita.
Yeah.
Just for the record, to go back a second, I just finished off my pimento sandwich. So even though I'm not a fan of pimentos.
Was it bad?
It was great. I finished it off. Yeah.
All right, good.
Am I a freak for, like, when we try something, I eat it all right then? You guys, like, have leftovers and you're going back?
No, I tried. Y'all just went faster than me.
That's true. He chews fast.
Yeah, that's it.
He probably doesn't chew as much as he should.
No, I've been choked up before.
Okay.
I'm like, I could have left that one in there for a little longer.
Moving to the hot honey pepperoni flatbread pizza. You worried about that?
It's I really want to get it.
It's all good. It's all good. That is possibly one of the better pizzas I've had when it comes to flatbread. That taste. I had the hot honey pepperoni at Brick and Bread before I ever had it anywhere else. So theirs was my standard, if you will. And then I started tasting like there's one now at Pizza Hut or somewhere else that they've got this hot honey thin crust or whatever. And it's good too, don't get me wrong. But this one, it takes the cake. Matter of fact, when they brought this out, this hot honey flatbread pepperoni pizza, it was my favorite food of theirs for about 6 weeks straight.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give this a 9.5. There's always room for improvement, but this is a 9.5 on a hot honey pepperoni flatbread pizza.
Yeah, I'm probably at a 8.5 for hot honey flatbread. I think they don't go overboard with the honey, and I like that.
Yes, I agree.
Like, too much honey, I don't want it to be that sweet. I want it to be a subtle sweet.
You don't need much honey for it to still be very sweet and forward with the honey flavor.
The texture of both flatbreads were great. Love the crunch, but also with a little bit of flop.
Yep.
On the end.
Just enough flop.
Overall, great. Great flatbreads. And they have a pineapple pork one that's really good, too, that we've tried.
Yes.
The porky pie.
The porky pie.
Yeah. I really like that one, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I give the hot honey pepperoni a 9. I think it's great. I do. I think it's really good. I love pepperoni. Never thought about putting honey on it. But just that little extra. And it's not too much. Everything is just right on that flatbread. It's not too much of anything.
Yeah.
It's tasty. It's good.
The flavors spread out well over the palate.
Yeah.
100%. How much was our final bill?
That's going to be 63.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So either way, I mean, essentially five people, if the math is math, and 5 people could have eaten for
$63.
$60.
So that's about 12.
Yeah, not now. We'll say drinks and chips are extra.
Yeah, yeah. That was for the meal only.
The
sandwich and the pizzas. Yeah, the
but
what you call the main course.
All that
main
extra
course.
Stuff.
Exactly. At the end of the day,
you know, I don't miss it when I eat there. When I eat one of their $13 sandwiches, I don't miss it. And I say that because people's Brick and Bread is too high. It's too expensive. It's really not.
No.
You don't have to have, you don't need all that. I'm full. I don't need anything else.
Exactly.
you know, but the food is good. It's good quality food. So
when we order out, anytime I've ever ordered from there to go, I only get the sandwich or I only get the flatbread.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
If I go in, I also get one of their sodas because they have a what is it? What kind of sodas is special sodas?
Kind of classic.
Yeah, it looks old and classic, cool looking.
Yeah, I don't know, I don't remember.
So
they're not cola.
Yeah, exactly.
Root beer.
Yeah.
Diet.
Yeah,
know, it's not,
but they taste just
brand,
as good as the rest. Yeah.
No, I mean, again, we're just going to have to get used to the fact that things are more expensive. I mean, you go to McDonald's.
Yeah, and it's $20 for a meal.
Yes,
easy.
I mean.
And you're talking a soda, you're talking fries, you're talking drink, or talking the meal part.
Yeah.
But still, that's $20, whereas you're spending $11 now. If you want to up and get, you know, get your sides, get your soda, you're probably going closer to the $20 range.
Yeah, me and my brother, he got a chicken sandwich meal, I got a quarter pounder meal, and I like to get one little hot and spicy, you know, just for the side. And, you know, it was like $35-40.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I mean, I back in my day,
McDonald's had a dollar menu
they
back
did.
In my day.
McDouble was $1.09.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
Now they're $3.50. And let me tell you another thing. You want a slice of cheese on your hot and spicy? Dollar.
Is it just a dollar or is it $1.39?
It better not be.
I'm telling you, I think it's $1.39 for a slice of cheese.
That's where they're making their money.
In their
cheese upcharges.
There you go.
I ain't met a slice of cheese in the world worth $1.
$1.39. That's true. That's true.
Well, you could just take your own cheese. You know you're going to McDonald's.
Just a Kraft single, yeah.
Yeah, just take your own.
I keep that thing on me. You want cheese? No thanks, baby. I brought some. Lord.
I'm about to find out. I'm curious now.
I'm telling you, I ain't never.
So we make these statements now because if you go online, if you go to reviews, and if you hear people talk, yes, the statement is brick and bread costs more than McDonald's for a sandwich.
Barely.
But guess what?
It's
better. Overall, tasting and for you when it comes to the macronutrients, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The quality of the food is just way better. It's $1.10.
Oh, okay. Both of
you. Yeah! But I was wrong without going over.
That's
so
true.
I won.
You still got the prices
you're
right.
The
winner.
Ding, 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 ding.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Now, brick and bread is good. Like you said, 100%. The quality of the food is good. The meat is good.
The presentation is good.
Oh,
and the customer service is good. It's well worth the money.
The attention to detail. I haven't had anything where I'm just like, wow, they just threw this in here.
Exactly.
I've literally opened up a box of a quarter pounder and two-thirds of the cheese was melted to the box.
Yep, 100%.
Why are we crapping on McDonald's right now? I don't know, because they still aren't pulling me up, making me wait for my food like the redheaded girl at the red light. I got a bone to pick with you, Wendy's.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Yeah, well, we can't talk about that on here. They crazy. They busy doing other stuff instead of fixing food.
Oh, my goodness. You ain't heard the deets on that?
No.
There have been three people fired and a delivery guy gone for that one.
All right, let's wrap this. I got to hear it.
But overall, when it comes to brick and bread, I'm going to give it a 9 Sasquatches.
Yeah.
Because it is outstanding food at a great price for what you get.
Customer service.
Yeah.
Like you said, appearance. I mean, Wayne knows he puts some sandwiches in that box. They don't slide around and get messy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And to be honest, I don't know about other places, but I know that in the past when we've called stuff in down there, and I know Wayne just doesn't do it for us, but if it's somewhere that's in within walking distance, Wayne's like, hey, I'll bring it down there real quick. And I told him one day, I said, no, you don't have to do that. He said, I need to get out. I said, okay. You know, so he brought it down. That gives him a few minutes, but he doesn't have to do that.
Exactly.
I like how present he is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And his wife, Michelle, as well, she wrote that Sloppy Pops commercial that you sometimes hear on the radio. We have people call us up, who wrote that song? That's a banger. So, yeah, she wrote it. It's
awesome.
Sloppy Pops, right next door to Brick and Bread.
I
and
have
it's
to
the
say,
same people.
I have to add that their customer service and their product is great
top
as
notch.
Well.
Mm. So. Top notch. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, I'm probably going to rate the place as a whole a 9. I think I'm a little critical on food. I'm pretty snobby. Seem a little arrogant at times. But I am the best in the world at what I do, which is rate food in Broken Bow and Hochtown area.
Yeah, I don't know of a food reviewer that's better in this area for sure. Yeah, I've not met one.
If you're out there, I challenge you. Come see me. But I am a little critical. I mean, basically, I was either with you guys or a little lower on everything. I wasn't higher than anyone. My overall, I'm still going to give them a 9 because of the atmosphere, because of the customer service, because of the aesthetic. And I recommend it to anyone. You know, we have a lot of people. A lot of firemen stop by the fire department that are here on vacation, and they'll be like, hey, what's a good place to eat? I'm constantly telling them, like, man, try Brick and Bread, because that's unique mm-hmm. to our area. There is no Brick and Bread 2 that I'm aware of.
Correct.
No, there's not.
So, you know, I appreciate what they've done for our community, bringing something in that was different and unique and – you know, something that will be talked about when people go home, you know, much like the Abednego's and all those these special places.
And it's a hometown place. You're not going to walk in McDonald's and somebody say, oh, hey, how's little Jerry doing?
You're exactly. Right.
You're going to get that at Brick and Bread. Yep. You know what I mean? The people are just great.
They ask me about Jerry every time I'm in there.
See?
Little Jerry?
Little Jerry.
Mm-hmm. We got to tell little Jerry he made our podcast.
That's right.
Inside nice. Joke, sorry.
That's fine.
I'll tell you off the air.
You can do that.
While you're cleaning up the mess. This was a fun one, guys. We got to get back to this. Can we do this once a week for a little while?
We got one planned. So
yes, we do.
We figure out when they're open.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they weren't open today. We had one set in the books ready to do, and they were like, oh, they're not open on Tuesdays.
Okay.
So we'll do that one next week.
I'll check their schedule.
Cool.
If I need to.
So 9s across the board from the McCurtain Food Reviewers here this afternoon. Brick and Bread, 2nd. And Main Street is technically where Sloppy Pops is, but between Broadway and Main Street on 2nd Street.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Between Main and Broadway on 2nd.
There you go. Right next to the roller skating rink?
Yeah. Cool. It's just east of the skating rink.
Right across from Youngbloods.
There you go.
Yeah.
Youngbloods?
That's why it's so good.
Yeah. Looking good. They had to look good next to Youngbloods.
That's
there.
Right.
I love
they did
it.
A fantastic job on that.
Wayne and Michelle Blackmore, again, big thanks to them for being awesome in the community here and doing the dang thing.
That's right.
So anything else before we go?
Nope.
That'll do it. 9 Sasquatches for Brick and Bread. Peace.